Betsy and Thomas here for the American Intelligence Media. Folks, we have a propaganda alert. This article just came out, if I'm looking at the link right now, about 7 hours ago. It's from Matt Taibbi. It's T-A-I-B-B-I. And it's circulating off Facebook and the networks and everything. And they think they have a real something here. But I first, you know, I look at it and I first see who's reporting it. Well, it comes from Matt's site, and this guy is someone I definitely do not go to. I have found way too much propaganda, straight up disinformation on his site. So the first thing I do is I disregard it because of where it's published. It tells me that there's going to be an agenda behind this. Then I go into the next line, and I see that the person who actually wrote it is not Matt. So what he's doing, he's offering his platform for someone who wants to push out a narrative to all of us. So this is disinformation. It's propaganda. I read the article. There's things in it that are true. You might buy it, but then there are other things that are misleading us. And sent it to Douglas. I said, I need an expert on this. When he came out of reading the article, he had so much to say about it. There was no way we could get it written up in time. So now I'm going to turn the mic over to Douglas, and he's going to tell you about the article. If you happen to be on our site, don't worry. The link to the article is just below the audio. Douglas, what did you make of it?
Well, I'm so glad you brought this to my attention. It is a absolutely beautiful piece of propaganda. Counterterrorism, international propaganda. Now, let me ask, is this the author who put it on his site, is he British?
I have no idea, because the thing is he's straight up propaganda. No matter what he puts, I always say he's playing for the team globalist. He is a Pilgrim Society propagandist. That's who he is.
Precisely. I'm going to guess that this was written by one of the better writers at the BBC. And what it is it's a narrative that is an alibi for Stephen, this doctor who is supposedly writing this story, who was a PhD candidate underneath the walrus, Stephen Halper, who was the one who was the controller of Christopher Steele, who wrote the Steele dossier, of course, in the coup d'etat against Trump, both during the election and after the election. So this is a fascinating piece. It is one that could be taken apart in many pieces to examine just the way that propaganda has to be delivered. Now, the conclave hasn't met, and so I haven't brought this to any of them. But when I do, it's going to be fascinating because certain conclave members will say, well, that's not true, but that is true. But this is a good article because he throws Stephen Halper under the bus, says that he was a crackhead and that he was fired from the FBI. And even after that, hired again by the FBI, paid more money than the president to write up stuff that you could get off the internet during the time that he was actually setting up Papadopoulos in the frame-up job for Crossfire Hurricane, which was, remember, that was John Brennan's pathetic attempt at getting the Trump campaign, where Comey had already tried many things. Now, this article revealed some fascinating things, absolutely fascinating. This author, who, when you look him up in Wikipedia, is already deemed to be innocent, even though he was recently called by Durham for his investigation. Oh.
The name of the author, is there a reason that we aren't saying it? Is Stephen Schrage.
Yeah, I'll call him Dr. Steve Schrage.
Okay, Dr. Steve.
Because we don't know his
name. We don't know how to pronounce his last name, but the word Schrage is in it, and that's what I say, Schrage.
Yeah, S-C-H-R-A-G-E, Schrage. He's a Schrage. Now, this guy, Dr. Steve, he's been everywhere, okay? He's been in the most sensitive positions you can possibly be in both the Republican and Democrat Party, but he has no experience in these things. He's got no degrees in these things. He was working on his PhD under a British spy, Stephen Halper, who was both a British and American citizen, who we know was paid over $1 million for setting up not only George Papadopoulos, but Sam Clovis, Carter Page. And now we hear that there's even more. Now, this Dr. Steve tells us some things that we didn't know for sure, but it's fascinating the things that he tells us that we didn't know for sure. But we knew a lot of this a long time ago. We were the first ones to point out that the Cambridge Intelligence Seminars were a setup for our vendor Sambi, the handler of Robert Mueller and the entire FBI and CIA. Our vendor Sambi, we are the people who brought that forward, had already called in General Flynn into these Cambridge Intelligence Seminars at Cambridge University in England. And who were they meeting? They were meeting people like Christopher Steele and Orbis Business International, people who ran Howculet, which are all these ex-spies of the British government trying to work in a field called international counterterrorism. And Arvinder Sambi is literally the point person in Britain for that at that time. Well, what did they do in 2014? According to the article, this man who hasn't come forward, Dr. Steve hasn't come forward before with any of his information until now, after he's been questioned by Durham, this is his alibi. But anyway, he points out that in 2014, they were trying to set up General Flynn. Why? Because Obama hated Flynn and wanted him to go down. So they invite him and they set him up with a honeypot. Same thing they did with George Papadopoulos four times in a row. I believe that the reason they didn't do it with Carter Page is absolutely transparently clear. I'll go to that in a minute. But, first off, Carter Page was an active, paid FBI asset, also working for the CIA and the NSA, because he was used to go after some Russian businessmen in America. And they, he was called a useful idiot, basically, because he didn't even know what he was doing. But again, he was used to be inserted into the Trump campaign. And then he was told what to do and where to go. So when he was invited to a 2016 Cambridge Intelligence Seminar meeting, he said, well, heck yeah, I'll go. It's on the 2016 election. What? He had just been inserted against his will, by the way, into the Trump campaign, and they had gotten so sick of him, they had to put a personal protection order to keep him out of the campaign. Carter Page had nothing to do with the campaign, but he's the person that they used for the FISA court warrant spying on the Trump campaign by, going two jumps away from anyone in Carter Page would even know, which would be anyone on the Trump campaign. So that was their open ticket from early on. They were using Carter Page from 2015, and they were using him to spy on the Trump campaign by electronic surveillance, of course. Well, Carter Page was invited, same as previously in 2014, that Flynn was invited to these fake international counterterrorism seminars at Cambridge, which don't really have the British government's complete sanction, but you have people like Richard Dearlove, the ex-head of Foreign Secret Service. You have Arvinder Sambi, the active head for all of that, including the lawyers, the Crown lawyers were present. And then you have people like Halper, who is he's a British spy. He's British and American citizen. He gets paid by the FBI CIA to do work, supposedly because he is somehow connected to Britain. Now, remember, Dr. Steve, the person who wrote this article, said that he had gone to Britain to do the same thing, to become a rich American who sells out America because they have high positions in America that they sell the intelligence to whom? People who are no longer in the British intelligence trying to make money off of it. Now, that's how Joseph Mifsud, remember, all these connections are not just Carter Page and the Cambridge intelligence seminars, which there were many of them, and we were the first people to bring this out and say, here is the attack of the British coup against Donald Trump. And we even showed pictures of Arvinder Sambi in the room with Zainab Aknab, who later is one of the 17 angry Democrat lawyers working with Mueller, a person who had been in the State Department before. And remember, Dr. Steve was in the State Department at the highest levels. Let's not forget, Dr. Steve was Mitt Romney's person during the election for Mitt Romney on all foreign issues, foreign policy, terrorism, counterterrorism. He basically ran the international end of Mitt Romney's campaign. Now, remember, this is the guy who worked for Colin Powell and came up with, he had to have been on the group that came up with weapons of mass destruction, the fake yellow cake that was used as an excuse. Weapons of mass destruction, Colin Powell, you know, remember? And this was his quickly appointed highest deputy assistant in U.S. history with no experience, by the way. And so basically, Dr. Steve has been used again and again and again whenever they needed high-level, international, oftentimes Republican-leaning, but certainly globalist-leaning. It isn't just that he worked for the Republicans. He worked for both parties. He is a globalist of the worst order, and he has sold out America. And this is his alibi. And what we really should pay attention to is what we have to read in between the lines. And what we have to read in between the lines is that Durham interrogated him. Well, why did Durham interrogate him? And it's right there in Wikipedia. Oh, that's right. Durham interrogated him just recently, but it's already in Wikipedia, though. We don't have any leaks from the Durham group, but it's right there in Wikipedia. Go read it, folks. Because Dr. Steve is innocent. It says so right in Wikipedia. And it says that Durham didn't find him of any interest, that he was the one who called the Cambridge Intelligence Seminar where Carter Page met the walrus, and he writes it like it's a spy novel, by the way. He met Stephen Halper at this meeting on what? What was the topic? First off, these are the top counterterrorists, international counterterrorists in the world meeting in Britain, but they're going to meet on what? They're going to meet on the topic of the election. What's going to happen with the 2016 election? Wait a second. These are experts in counterterrorism who are paid the largest amounts of money of anybody in the world to give their opinion on counterterrorism. What are they? They're terrorists. And what are they? International counterterrorists. So therefore, the number one thing they like to do is meddle in elections. So they call Carter Page over, and then they hook him up with Stephen Halper, and Stephen Halper not only that, it connected him to Arvinder Sambhai, and then found out who else was approachable in the Trump campaign. And that's then they targeted at that moment George Papadopoulos, Sam Clovis, and Stephen Miller, and others. And so they would invite them to highfalutin meetings, pay them thousands of dollars. Papadopoulos was paid, you know, treated like a king for quite some time, though he never talked to Trump and he didn't had nothing to do with Trump's foreign policy, right on up to Boris Johnson, Cameron, all of them with their arm around George Papadopoulos. This is the same group. And so, Dr. Steve, sorry, you've been caught with your pants down. And turning in Flynn for having a honeypot in 2014 with the group that you were part of, and turning in your boss, the walrus, Stephen Halper, throwing him under the bus by accusing him of all the things you did, all the crimes. No, you called the meeting and you invited Carter Page. You knew Carter Page was an FBI CIA asset. You knew exactly what was going on and you knew how it would appear. What you didn't know is that some people would take some photos, which we got a hold of, that showed Carter Page and Zainab Ahmad and Arvinder Sambhai and Stephen Halper and the Hakluyt boys and all the criminals all in a room. They didn't know they were having their picture taken. And so we said from the beginning, Arvinder Sambhai is the handler of the Mueller investigation and has been the handler of the coup d'etat from the beginning. And guess who her American counterpart would have had to have been? Dr. Stephen Schrage, who was Stephen Halper's PhD candidate and worked directly with him, and then later became a full British spy, left America, went to Britain, but now has come back, and he's an American, and he's going to write a complete revelation. Oh, and just turn in these evil people, which he didn't turn in since he saw this happening and was part of it in 2014 and onward.
Well, this is an information war. We've said that from the very beginning. And it's he who gets to the truth first that wins. And so our troops, we've been educating, enlightening people, so you guys know all the players. They're late to the game, and they are feeling our presence getting closer and closer to the Privy Council, the Queen, the Pilgrim Society. So they have to throw out some narrative to us to distract us, because it's an information war. And that's what I read when I first saw this. I went, okay, he doesn't want us to look at the connection between Christopher Steele, Richard Dearlove, and Arvinder Sambhai, which then circles back to all these American senior executive service players who are really crown agents.
Now, what's really, this is a little bit crazy, but I got to say it anyway. The Cambridge intelligence seminars have been going on for quite some time, and Hakluyt and Orbis International are all just offshoots of that. Well, when we started revealing these things and throwing this stuff out and showing pictures and then showing and doing deep research on Arvinder Sambhai and then finding and through the testimony in America that Alison Saunders had dinner with the Orrers. Okay, and that Robert Hannigan, Arvinder Sambhai, Alison Saunders was at that time a top crown lawyer for the Queen herself, and Robert Hannigan came to America and arranged with the CIA, not the FBI or the NSA, to use the NSA to spy on Trump and Trump Towers. So what's really going on in this article, and the reason I'm telling you, is written by a professional. Because it went back to the Cambridge Five, the Cambridge people who were connected to Russia years and years ago, and they're spies. Close them down. And so what is he insinuating? He calls the new ones the Cambridge Four. So he calls them Richard Dearlove, Stephen Halper, and then he won't tell you the fourth one. And I think the third one was...
Halper and then Andrew.
Well, that's the fourth one, Christopher Andrew, who is a Cambridge University professor, the top one in the whole friggin' world. So that makes him the top expert in the universe on what? Terrorism and counterterrorism. And so the Cambridge Four, including, though I believe Christopher Steele, Dearlove, Halper, and Andrews are the four he mentions, but he's insinuating... Though he says right in the article, he's not really drawing a direct tie to that they were Russian influenced. When what? Who do they say the Russian is? Ooh, they say the Russian is Joseph Mifsud, who wasn't even at those meetings. Isn't that nice? Now, that isn't what Dr. Steve says, but that's the only ones that the Brits have given up. Them and Timofev, who is a Russian, the only Russian involved in all of it, was a guy who came out and said, yeah, I'm Ivan Timofov, and I'm Joseph Mifsud's friend because Stefan Rowe, who is a Russian, pays me to be a Russian spy used by the British to make connections that don't really exist. Because so that's the only Russian.
These British, and of course, as always, we are not talking about the patriot men and women who are fighting every day against their monarchy. We're talking about the people in the Privy Council and the Pilgrim Society who think they run the planet. Well, they have up until this point when citizens around the world are busting them. I liked what I read about Michael Flynn in this, though, when he was identified as being Trump's intelligence source, and that's why they had to take him out.
Well, Obama had said, known the same thing. And then, of course, he did rub up with the Russians with Sputnik and RT. And he worked with Syria and did all kinds of things against the Obama administration. He made a few mistakes because he didn't register as a foreign agent for those people. And so it was so easy to connect him to Russia, 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 Russia. But here's the Cambridge intelligence seminar connection to Russia. There is none. But after we busted them and literally named these people and pointed out that, One of them is on the Mueller investigation right now, at the moment that we were revealing this and we showed the pictures and we showed that Carter Page was being set up by Arvinder Sambhai, revealed who she was, revealed Robert Hannigan, revealed Alison Saunders, the real Brits, Dearlove, Christopher Andrews. Remember, Christopher Andrews, I love this. In the story, it's beautiful. Christopher Andrew did not meet with David Kramer, John McCain's fetch and step it boy. No, John McCain met with Christopher Andrews in Canada. This is all very well known. And then he sent Kramer to demand a copy of the dossier. Well, the dossier was being written as McCain was demanding it, because every time they came up with a new stupid thing that they thought they could add to it, Christopher Steele simply added it. Okay? It doesn't matter. So they added Michael Flynn. Okay? Well, Michael Flynn, we can go into the whole intelligence thing, but it was his job to be in meetings like that. It wasn't Carter Page's job. And George Papadopoulos knows nothing about intelligence, nothing about the Russians, and basically nothing about oil, which is what they set him up with the $10,000 marked money to try to get him in jail so they could charge him. But instead, what do they have? They have him saying, I don't understand why Stephen Halper was kept getting just more drunk all the time and talking about Russians, and don't I want to meet Putin's niece, Olga? She's waiting in the wings for me in the hotel room upstairs. If I would just say I'm interested in the 33,000 Hillary emails that were stolen by the Russians, which he knows is on a jump drive. Sorry, Richard Dearlove, who told Stephen Halper that stupid idea. And then later, Richard Dearlove told Alexander Downer, oh, you must report what you have heard as a rumor in a bar. Mm-hmm. And so that's how Crossfire Hurricane was started. Now we know that the only real content for Crossfire Hurricane came from a drunken conversation between the agent and a person who had no knowledge of Russia. That's all they had. That's in a footnote. Just go to the Mueller report. Accidentally, it got in there. And remember, when Mueller was asked about Dr. Stephen Scrage, what did he say? That's not something I'm looking at. That's not something I'm looking. I don't know why I would look into that. I will not be looking into that. When Mueller was asked about Christopher Steele and the dossier, he says, that is beyond my purview in this investigation. Remember, Barr has already said that Durham has already told Comey, McCabe, and Brennan that they're not even part of Durham's investigation. So don't get too worried, folks, because these are the insiders who have 1,000 lies because they work for the Agency of Lies, CIA. It's nothing but lies. So when you're talking about Barr or even Pompeo or anyone who ever had anything to do with what they call national security, like the State Department, where many of these people that I'm referring to, and I could go on and on. Andrew Weissman was there. You have all these Clintonites on the seventh floor of the State Department who all ended up working for Mueller. And if they didn't work for Mueller, Mueller already worked for Arvinder Sambhai. And we know that the yellow cake, which was used for the excuse for weapons of mass destruction to attack Iraq, Mueller delivered yellow cake to Putin in what country was that? That was in Kazakhstan. So when Mueller is a total traitor, and he likes to act like he's just senile. That's why he couldn't answer any questions under his testimony. But he knew all along. And when they invited Carter Page to the Cambridge Intelligence Seminar, that was the end of them, because we got those pictures. It was probably Carter Page shooting the pictures. Who knows? In some cases. But the deal is they broke up after we revealed it. And what did they say was their excuse why they had to break up? The Russians had infiltrated them.
The two retired school teachers from the Midwest broke up their ring. But I have two things to say before you go on. This October surprise that they're talking about, I thought it was interesting. And another thing that just made me sick when I read the article is that the author, Dr. Stephen Schrage, says that he'll be dropping more information. And it gave me that feeling of how the dossier was, you know, done serialized, you know, it was a little bit at a time to build the suspense. And then the other thing I have to say is about Bill Barr. Bill Barr, darling, the clock is ticking. I'm going to tell you what patriots out here in America are saying, because I read the comments all day long to put the CAT report together. They're saying if you don't come up with some major indictments before the election, that after the election, you will be designated as a traitor to the United States of America. You need to sit up straight and get your job and get some serious indictments done. Now, this is not necessarily my opinion, but I am telling you that there is a groundswell of patriots in America that are fed up with the Department of Justice. And most all, they are fed up with you doing nothing to this point.
And to that, remember, Christopher Steele is under two lawsuits. Somehow they both ended up in Washington, D.C., of course. And one of them is with a judge who is John, what's his name? Hillary Clinton's campaign manager?
Podesta.
John Podesta's best friend. So is Christopher Steele going to receive any justice in America? No. And why? Because he just got his determination in Britain. So for basically accusing a man, actually Russians, from Alpha Bank for being in cahoots with Trump and paying him untold millions of dollars, that's all in the Christopher Steele accusations, which is what the dossier is, nothing but false accusations. This court case went on for, 2 years? There's two of them going on in America, two going on in Britain. And so the one in Britain recently decided that Christopher Steele had to pay, $2,500 for misuse of data. Nothing else. So the case is being dismissed for absolutely, British, shows how the British are in control of everything. Now, this article was written to get the people off the hook who are the real criminals here. Because Christopher Dearlove, he retired because he's an idiot. That's the reason they used him recently to say that he's 100% certain that the Wuhan virus, the Chinese virus, was released from the Wuhan P4 lab. He knows it 100% sure. He has no evidence, but he's 100% sure. And then when that didn't work, he came out and he said he was, 200% sure, doubled down, and absolutely goes nuts blaming China. Okay, what is Dearlove doing with this thing with Christopher Steele, who he guided every step of the way? He's making sure that the British people who were in power at that time don't get blamed, just those ex-intelligence officers. And they're all ex-intelligence officers, except for the ones that we've mentioned. And then Cambridge Analytica had to close because the Russians had penetrated it. And Crossfire Hurricane has all collapsed. And every time George Papadopoulos opens his mouth, he remembers another piece of exculpatory evidence. And there's so much of it's a mountain. Same thing with General Flynn. So when we're talking about Flynn's setup, they did the same thing with Flynn in 2014. Okay, that proves that they had the plan to do this for the election for whoever they had to penetrate and overwhelm. It just happened to be Trump, and they used the useful idiot Carter Page and George Papadopoulos, who just loves to stick his he loves honeypots. Let's put it that way. And so we know the name of the four Erica Thompson. We know the name of all these people. We know who set it up. We know that Erica Thompson was paid by the United States government to be a honeypot to try to get George Papadopoulos to take the evidence of Crossfire Hurricane, which was supposed 33,000 missing Hillary emails. They've never been missing. They're still in Christopher Wray's office. He's testified to this repeatedly. They were never missing, but he had them. Oh, that's why he was part of Crossfire Hurricane. That's why Comey set up Crossfire Hurricane and had the jump drive with the 33,000 supposed missing emails, which were being hacked by Russia through the DNC and through her server. And this is all just a bunch of Comey nonsense. 28 crimes of treason by Comey. Look up our article. That's still only the tip of the iceberg. He commits crimes all the time, even now. And yet, Durham's not going to question him.
Oh, yes, but I want you to explain to folks how this statement I'm going to make is actually true, because it's going to make the liberals absolutely go nuts. And that is, on Friday, August 7th, we saw firsthand that Trump has assumed dictatorial powers of the United States?
Well, if he has, better him than Hillary. And yes, that those powers were set up under extraordinary executive orders before Obama got out of office. There are 13 of them, which gives beyond martial power, beyond martial law, and that does not include pandemics. Notice, in all of that, he cannot be the dictator of a pandemic. That is controlled by the pharmaceutical control of the National Institute for Health, Institutes for Health, and for the Center for Disease Control and Prevention in the World Health Organization. But he can sever our payment to the World Health Organization and sever our association with them because of their alignment with China and because of their alignment against American sovereignty and this pandemic attack on us. So when we're talking about this letter that has been released, this is nothing more than a smokescreen. And that means that we probably will not be seeing much. So I think I'm going to have to jump on board with Betsy and her team and do the countdown with Barr. And when it gets to zero, Barr needs to simply lock himself up and throw away the key. Because if you can't get the evidence that we're giving you here, a simple query on any search engine would bring up this information for you. So, Betsy, let's go back to your last question. I went back to the letter again. You had a question. You had a remark about the liberals and the way it's going to go make them go crazy.
Well, John Roberts and the Supreme Court have actually teed this up because the DACA ruling that they made was so egregious and so unconstitutional, and it gave the executive, it affirmed that the judicial branch gave the executive branch legislative authorities. And so this means that Trump can write executive orders without going through Congress, any kind of approval on those kinds of matters, and it's as good as done. So on Friday, he wrote 4 executive orders, and people are saying, wow, he just bypassed Congress, and especially with the money that's supposed to go to families that Congress can't seem to get its act together. We have real families out here in America that need that money every week. And we don't care if it's fiat reserve money and it's fake. People still take it to the grocery store, and we need that. So Trump is trying to get that money out to folks. The Democrats do not want, they want America to die. They don't want to help any of us out here. So Trump wrote an executive order putting that into place by giving a payroll tax relief for people this year in 2020. And the way he set it up is he's pushed it down the road. So Congress can decide if it wants to force Americans to pay this at the end of the year. Well, that's going to make them look really bad. Or if they are going to go along with Trump and give Americans this break. And so by doing that, Trump now has shown that he can exercise extreme powers from his office. We don't want that. In the end, we're going to have to go back to our Constitution, but maybe we need to absolutely crash and burn with all three branches not knowing what to do, and Trump being the leader of all three for this temporary period of time.
Well, they set it up. That was a Democrat trick to make the White House the supreme control. But what did Obama say about his White House? Well, when the law stands in my way, I still have a pencil and a telephone. And he picked up the telephone, and he called John Roberts, and he said, do you want to get your Knights of Malta payoff or not? If you don't, then just stand against me for DACA, which is an illegal activity for me to suspend a regulation, a law. No president has the right to do that unless there's an emergency. Oh, we're in multiple emergencies right now. They set him up for multiple emergencies. He couldn't do anything but that. So right now he can do that. Read, and we used to harp on this, read those 13 Obama executive orders. They can take over everything. You think the pandemic's bad? That's nothing compared to what Trump has power to do right now.
We know that that's been in place, but we have seen President Trump exercise great restraint in not having to use that because he knows that this is unconstitutional. But they have pushed us to a point that he's just going to have to do what he has to do to get it done.
Democrats always stood for DACA with full amnesty. is never going to be such a thing. But there has been in the past, both by Republican and Democrats. So if Trump wanted to give full amnesty, he could. He's not going to. He said a path to citizenship, but he didn't say what it would be. We tell you that the true numbers of DACA are millions more than they count, and those people vote because they have a Social Security number, a driver's license, and they pay taxes and get tax returns, okay? And they are non-Americans, and they are legal, and they should be deported, and there is no other answer if you live in a lawful society, if you live in a society that follows the laws. But, of course, Obama, when he wrote that, that it wasn't even an executive order. It was a directive, what's called an executive directive. And when he wrote that, people don't know, he invented three other types of executive orders so it wouldn't look like he wrote so many. He broke every law there is. He wrote an executive order to do whatever he wanted. You cannot name a subject that I cannot tell you of an executive order or one of these hidden executive orders that he already took. He broke every law there was. DACA was nothing. Nothing. He needed those votes. So what did Trump do? He got half the DACA votes by saying a path to citizenship. Okay? Not only that.
I just want to say this. This is why Trump has not been able to start his first term, because ever since he's gone up to take, you know, the oath on the Bible, there has been a coup against him. It has been a foreign backed with domestic help coup against an overthrow of our president. So he has not been the president. He has been a wartime general, really, to help America get back to herself again and get these British crown agents out. So as soon as he's put down the coup, that's when I would like to see a redo of him taking the oath of office, and he can start his first day of his first term of the first 4 years. But I don't want it delivered or that Bible held by that scumbag Roberts. Let Neil Gorsuch hold it.
He cannot be removed from the presidency because he's never been installed, exactly as you say. And until those people are held responsible for their treasonous crimes, he's not the president yet. Obama did not give continuity of government to him. He stole it through the U.S. Digital Service and keeps control of it to this moment through government monopolies like the social media groups, which gave untold amounts of money to him. So with Trump, I want to make this perfectly clear for the liberal Democrats out there who are really anarchists and fascists, that when you say Trump is getting rid of the Social Security, you're an imbecile. He's not getting rid of Social Security or Medicare or Medicare. You're an imbecile. He's getting rid of FICA, the government's collection of its illegal tax on our payroll funds. First off, he's going to probably get rid of all taxes by simply doing a tax on purchases when you purchase.
Doesn't that money go to, didn't we find out that it actually goes to the Federal Reserve?
Only. All your 8% from your FICA goes straight to the Federal Reserve, to Jerome Powell.
And that's what I'm saying. Well, the Federal Reserve can print as much money as it wants. Let them print what they need. They don't need to take it from us. Now, I know if you're an economist, you're like pulling your hair out because this is not the way money supply should operate, but it is what it is today. So let the feds print what they need and lay off the American people.
This does not unfund unemployment. Now, remember that in each state, the state has to put up a certain amount, the employer has to put up a certain amount, and the employee has to put up a certain amount, and the federal government puts up a certain amount. Trump has got them in a double bind. He's saying to the state government, if you didn't steal all the money I gave you by the CARES Act incentive money, you have tons of money to give out for unemployment. Oops. They only have to give out a part of it, and they don't have it because they've already stole that money and used it for something else. Okay? That's the fact of the matter. So what does he do? Every Democrat governor just got caught stealing. Secondly, it gives 8%. It's an 8% raise to everyone who pays taxes. It's an 8% discount to every employer. It is the most genius thing ever, but that's nothing. He knows that the entire IRS scam is illegal, and he knows about the U.S. Fed, and he knows about fiat currency, and he knows about their balance sheet now is $10 trillion in the hole, and we owe them $20, so we're actually $30 trillion in the hole, but it doesn't seem to matter because everyone uses American dollars based upon the credit that we're going to go forward. And he made us go forward. Hillary would have made us go backward, and the dollar would have died. And it would have probably gone to Russian, Chinese, multiple control through the UN. But anyway, going back, Trump has the ability right now to do any darn thing he wants. Anything he wants. If you don't believe me, just go back and look at Obama's last executive orders. It says that if there is a coronal mass ejection, which we don't even see or feel, he can go in and take your money from your bank account. It says it. It says it can do anything. Take your children, take your house, go take your food from your house, anything.
Corona ejection?
Yeah,
I mean, look at the corona coming up
again.
Yeah,
coronal mass ejection, yeah.
That's how it is, a coronavirus. That's how it was patented out of Perbright. But of course, it was always in their plan to make sure to get that name with the crown removed so it became COVID. And
We can disprove the whole theory right now. We have the Perbright patent for coronavirus 19. Okay, guess what? You can't patent something that's natural. Therefore, that is a man-made substance. Done. No further consideration needed.
And
that
who
means
controls Perbright?
Oh.
Who has gold? The Queen. So, folks, we need to disgorge the monarchy and share the booty with the world.
And who's being protected by Cambridge intelligence seminars and this whole fake letter from Dr. Stephen Schrage? The Queen's Privy Council. So there you have it. I'm so glad you brought this to my attention. It is a perfect piece. Notice the way they even make gross errors and mistakes that anybody reading it a second time would have corrected. That's to demonstrate that, that's to try to hide the fact that it was written by I smell the BBC all over this. This is probably the top writer at the BBC. This is nothing more than a fake document where they talked to Dr. Stephen and said, no, we can't tell that. Oh, yeah, we're going to tell that. That's it. We're going to blame Flynn. We're going to blame Stephen Halper. We're going to blame everybody except the real people who are still in power right now. But remember, when the day after Trump was elected, Robert Hannigan, the head of their intelligence service, resigned without any kind of notice or anything. Why? Because he had spied on Trump at Trump Towers. He knew he was going down. They are desperately trying to fight this with everything they can. So they're not going to. Because why? History will know, because of the freedom involved in citizen journalism, which also is correct history instead of rewritten propaganda history, will prove us correct.